Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. And today I'm joined by Katie, who is the CRO of Walnut. Katie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Mason. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
I'm really excited to dig into it because right now there is a greater need for actual personal direct communication on specific value that a target account could expect from a product. And I've always loved the interactive demo space because it takes this like feature dump website language that we often use in tech. We're like, so here's how you actually use the tool. This is the value. Like, exactly. Is this helpful? And like, just really demystifies what a tool actually does. I'm excited, Katie. I brought you on because I just want to hear some of the use cases that customers at Walnut are using and some of the ways that they're actually being able to exactly show impact. So really, before we dig into it, when I talk about this idea of interactive demos, what is that and why would someone want to consider doing an interactive demo?
Yeah, for sure. And it is quite the hot topic at the moment. There's a lot of companies that are doing it, a lot of folks talking about it, but there does seem to be this little bit of confusion of what do we actually mean when we say the word interactive demo? The tech itself, so if you're using the interactive demo platform, all that we mean is it's essentially a front-end HTML scrape of your product. And then it allows you essentially in a really dumbed down way to create a demo that is either think about a product tour that you see on someone's website or a demo center that you might go interact with on your own, or the experience of sitting down with a sales rep and actually demoing parts of the product and having that salesperson walk you through it. The technology itself just makes it much simpler for someone like you or myself. Maybe you're much more technical than I am, but I'm not particularly technical. So it makes it really simple to be able to string together, you know, versions of your product and tell a really powerful story versus just, to your point, feature dumping. Here's all of the things that our product does, which no one has time for these days.
I just really love the ability of interactive demos because when I think about the ways that people learn, actually getting to, I'm going to steal some of your thunder and I'm so sorry, but like you actually like get to click through and experience what it'd be like to use the platform in a demo experience on your own with a great interactive demo. So anyway, I just love the ability to like look and see and feel it as if I'm getting to use the platform.
It's a really important point though, Mason, because a lot of folks think, oh, I've got screenshots of my product on my website, or I've got a really good video. And don't get me wrong, screenshots, video, those are all really important things. But there is something, there's literally studies on the fact that us leaning in physically and clicking through something is very different. We learn, we retain information very differently than if I'm just leaning back and passively watching a video or looking at something that's static. So it feels really basic, like what you just said of, oh, I can click here, I read this, I go in this direction, I have my own choose your own adventure path. But it's actually it's the way that we as humans are built to consume information. And there's a lot of connect the dots that happens when we go through that experience versus just sitting back and watching someone else.
For those of you that haven't ever built an interactive demo, obviously go check out Walnut. But for those of you that have, what I've actually seen is most people, when they go to build an interactive demo, they build one basic one. That's like the, here's our overview. But when I've seen people do it extraordinarily well, they're actually making really personalized use case based demo experiences. So I'm just, what I'd love to do is have you walk us through like, how should you even think through an approach creating more personalized demo experiences? So it's not just this one on the homepage experience, which is helpful, don't get me wrong, but how are you seeing people actually take it from a generalized demo experience to actually getting really personalized and specific to the use cases?
Yeah, it's the right question for sure. And interactive demos very much did get their kind of start as this product tour or more of a marketing led conversation, which is great. But to your point, like there's so many additional use cases. And we think about account-based marketing, account-based sales, like there's phenomenal use cases for interactive demos at various parts throughout the funnel. Like we talk at Walnut a lot about product led everything. It's not about product led growth or product led sales or product led marketing. It's literally how can you infuse the magic of your product into your entire customer experience long before they talk to a salesperson, as they're evaluating, once they become a customer, when they learn how to do new things, like it's this continual process of inserting those magic moments, if you will, that your product can help unlock. So that's a lot of the kind of where you're getting at, I think, with your question, is we don't talk enough or think enough about the fact that interactive demos are this incredibly powerful way to give a really tailored, account-based, strategic experience. Think of any Fortune 500 brand. If you're doing account-based marketing, you're likely targeting big companies. Any large company, like, they're looking for personalized experiences and ways to understand, typically before they're even talking to a salesperson, what would it mean to use your product? What could this look like for us? How would this come alive for us? And interactive demos are such an incredible gateway to make that happen that we're seeing, you know, across our customer base, you know, BDRs, AEs, anyone that's building outbound pipeline, leveraging interactive demos is a really powerful way to do that.
So let's say we're in the seat of someone that's going outbound and they're trying to create this personalized experience. How have you seen people take it from, again, that general demo and then make it more personalized to the specific account so that it is that engaging experience?
So there's so many examples I could share. I'll mention one that just happened very recently. It's again, a Fortune 500 company that a rep on my team is early in the sales process. Actually, you know, marketing source, this is great early stage conversation. They have a lot of questions, don't really understand exactly what we do. And this company happens to have a free trial and a true PLG motion that you can start on their website. And so the rep at Walnut went in, got a free account set up, learned a little bit about the product itself, and essentially used Walnut to create a better version of what that free trial experience could look like. Imagine this coming to life here, this pop-up, this guide. So again, using interactive demo, our technology, and you could use any of them, it doesn't have to be Walnut, but using that technology to essentially think about, you know, old school secret shopping that all of us used to do, you know, 15 years ago when marketing automation was new. You'd go in and, you know, fill out your name and the form and go through that experience. Taking that to an entirely different level and essentially building a custom product tour of, this is what it could look like if you're a customer. Here's exactly kind of the first few things that we would do, and walking through their own product, but using an interactive demo to drive that experience.
That's genius. Like, I've not heard that use case before of someone actually like making an account and showing, hey, you have a PLG motion. You're not guiding people well through how to actually get value in the PLG tool. And as a result, they're probably not going to upsell. Here's how you could be more guiding people through. And I want to be clear, they probably didn't say like your baby's ugly, but that's kind of the, like, this is a way that you could actually make a more engaging onboarding process from PLG to paid customer. That's super smart.
And then that rep talked about the fact that, I don't know exactly what your conversion rates are today, but I know you're a massive brand and I know a little bit about your pricing strategy. So if we're talking even a half a percentage point increase of that free to paid, like, that's a lot of money that you're leaving on the table. If we can help you make just a few of these things come to life in a different way. And to me, that's at the core of anything account-based. We're talking about ABM. It's like, how do we help these things come to life in a way that's really relevant for that company, for that problem that they're trying to solve? And interactive demos really do unlock a lot of ways that you can do that in very much a visual, like, here, I'm telling you about it. I will show you in real life what this could look like. And it usually helps, especially uneducated buyers or folks that are early in their journey, really connect some of those dots.
What are some of the other use cases where they may not have a PLG motion to get into the product, but you can still help to create that personalized experience based on the pains that you know that buyer might be experiencing?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we also use interactive demos very heavily in our entire outbound motion. And of course, we have some of those that are not as personalized, but are built for very specific personas, things that we know are typically challenging for, you know, someone in product marketing or sales enablement or someone with a C-level revenue leadership perspective. But when we think about our larger, more strategic accounts, we tend to know quite a bit, even if it's just through research. We have a pretty good idea of some of the areas of focus for their revenue organization, some things that are top of mind, even more so if it's a public company. And so you can think through how you might incorporate that into, how can I even just lightweight tailor, if I've got a demo that I typically send out via email, for example, that's an interactive demo, it's designed to give you maybe as a demand gen marketer, an experience that'll help you understand a little bit about, you know, in my world, what Walnut does. When I know I'm talking to a demand gen or I'm reaching out to a demand gen marketer at one of those strategic accounts and I know a little bit more, I've done quite a bit more research, sometimes it's as simple as I want to tailor three or four of those clicks to be very specific to their pain point, to incorporate some numbers that I know are relevant to their business, to swap out simple things that we tailor in a demo, their target accounts, the industries that I know that they serve. Like in old school legacy 10 years ago, it was really hard to do that. You had to build a custom demo and you had to have SC resources to do it. with an interactive demo platform, even again, someone as non-technical as myself, like I can go in and make those tweaks, make those tailors. So that person has a very engaging, oh, this actually makes a ton of sense in my world because you're talking about things that are very relevant to my day-to-day.
I love that framing because you hinted at it, but it's actually less sometimes on a persona level about making sure that it's one-to-one personalized, but it's about relevancy of what that kind of company is struggling with in that specific kind of role. I'm working with some SDRs right now that target the auto manufacturing space. And at the time of this recording, that industry is getting decimated right now.
Challenging at the moment.
Just a couple things, but they are like, oh, I just can't find any research on the person because they don't do anything online. And I was like, what does that person's job struggle with all the time? Right now, it's they just had a 25% hit to their profit margin and they need to figure out how to improve their current operational efficiencies to actually get some margin back. So like what you talk about is focused on like training and upskilling and all, like, so it doesn't have to be, oh, it looks like you and our cousin went to the same college. It's more like what's relevant to that person that's experienced the problem. So I love that framing of, yes, at your large strategic accounts where they have publicly accessible data, you might be able to get one-to-one on the exact pains that they said, we want to improve this by X number, but also like relevancy and changing out the target accounts or the verticals or any information on in the actual demo itself that's relevant for them, huge win. I just think that's one to few ABM that people, I think, sometimes forget about. They're like, either it's one to many and we're just like really broad in our messaging, or it's like only for this person. And there is a mix, like you can just do one to few.
And I think we have to also acknowledge AI has changed a lot of things in terms of how we think about personalization. Even the example that you just gave, we have, if you've been in sales more than 5 years, you've been trained to get on LinkedIn, look at where they went to school, the things they talk about, do they have young kids, do they play soccer? The thing is that anyone that has that amount of information, and all that stuff's relevant, of course I want to understand those things about someone I'm actively engaging with, but guess what? AI is reading all that same stuff. And so I'm sure you're similar to me. Like I get a lot of messages that are clearly written by an AI SDR or some element of just email automation. That rep hasn't done the research and connected those dots. Like it is literally AI in the background. And so I care less about a lot of those things, even than I did 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I can only imagine that's going to accelerate. So that does hit on your point of understanding what you know matters to that business and that industry and that category and that persona holistically is going to matter more than ever. And that I think that one to few ABM is going to continue to make a comeback because of all the AI SDRs that we're seeing in that type of personalization, I think.
Yeah, when I see things like, we're trying to help businesses in Whitestown, Indiana, just like you. And I was like, Whitestown's like four blocks. There are no other businesses like me in this small cornfield of a city. So yeah, it's almost an immediate blocking out based on how they personalize. So Katie, thank you for like walking through a couple of really practical examples. Before I let you go, I do want to ask one other really tactical question of just as you've seen people, I'll just talk about it from my perspective for a moment. If I hear all the time, oh, I think ABM is dead. Like it doesn't work. And it's hard to argue if you went after your best customer in a relevant way that it's not going to work, but we probably didn't do it correctly. So I'm confident that in the world of interactive demos, there have been people that have said, bro, these things don't work. And it's like, well, you kind of missed the opportunity because you just made it so vague and you're like, click here. Great. So yeah. I'm just curious for you is people are maybe listening to this, trying to figure out how to actually nail an interactive demo. One piece of advice you'd give somebody to automatically improve it, X.
It's crazy when I hear the word, someone say, ABM's dead. Oh, so you're saying good, relevant marketing is dead. Interesting, interesting perspective. So yes, 100% when folks say, oh, this doesn't work for us, interactive demos don't work for us. You have to go all the way back to the story that you were telling. Like great demos, doesn't matter if you're talking about an hour and a half SC hyper-technical driven demo, or a product tour that's on the website that's very simple or anything in between, the best demos tell incredible stories and they have these magic moments. They typically are much, much shorter than what we were trained to deliver as sellers, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, but it's all about the story that you're trying to tell. Like we have a lot of customers and we have some incredibly successful customers. And then we certainly have customers that are like, this doesn't work. This is terrible. And then you go back and you look at the storyboard that they're building and the demo that they are trying to put together. Like, this is just a bad demo. Like we've got to start with the story that we're trying to tell and who we're telling it to, and then figure out technology is just technology. I happen to think ours is the best, but it's just technology. If you've got a bad demo and you're telling a really flat story, then no amount of magical technology is going to make that come to life. So you've got to go all the way back to what's the story that you're telling. And then I think that's where it all starts.
Couldn't agree more. And I say this all the time with people that we're working with. This just isn't driving engagement. It's like, well, do they have a problem? Nobody's looking to buy a solution if they don't have a problem. So maybe tell a better story by framing up the problem in the front end to actually say like, oh, I resonate with it. Like, I actually have that problem. And then you frame your solution as an actual solution versus a feature dump.
And there's, of course, tactical things. When I say certain demos are amazing or not amazing, like we'll have a customer that will come to us and that first storyboard that they build has 57 clicks for a demo that they're planning to put on the website. Best practices say it should be 12 clicks or less. There's a lot of research that goes into that. And so there are some simple tactical ways that we sit down with customers and then help them understand what we mean when we say, tell a great story, how to simplify things down and find those magic moments. A lot of times it is just that they make it way too long and you lose people at like, you know, click 8.
Katie, again, thank you so much for joining me today. I think this has been super helpful and tactical for people as they're thinking about potentially creating interactive demos. So if people want to find out more about you and Walnut, where would you point them?
LinkedIn is the easiest spot. I'm Katie with a C, so I'm usually pretty easy to find if you're looking, or katie@walnut.io.
Well, Katie, again, thanks so much for joining me today. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.